AI News by Conjero.
Puck feels like a pretty clear test case for this moment in media. It's built around recognizable reporters, ownership stakes, and revenue sharing, all inside a subscription bundle that spans 8 newsletter franchises, plus Airmail Now.
Right, and the key question isn't whether it can send out newsletters. It already does that. The real issue is whether AI can help it distribute more effectively without flattening the editorial voice that makes people subscribe in the first place.
That ownership structure is interesting. Reporters aren't just employees there. They have equity and a slice of company revenue. It's much closer to creator-style incentives than a traditional newsroom paycheck.
And that makes AI most useful in the back end, not in writing the stories. Think audience segmentation, newsletter bundling, recommending related coverage, and adjusting when and how content reaches different readers.
Exactly. If the franchises are the content layer, AI could become the routing layer. It could decide who sees what, in what order, and help connect a reader from one reporter's work to another without manual curation every time.
But that's also where the risk shows up. If the system starts optimizing too hard for opens, clicks, or bundle growth, the pressure can shift toward repeatable formats instead of the kind of reported work that gives the brand value.
And the Airmail acquisition makes the whole thing bigger. It adds another recognizable editorial brand and expands the bundle, which could make cross-franchise discovery more powerful if the personalization works well.
Still, more automation means more questions about governance. Who signs off on recommendations? How are summaries or alerts labeled? And how do you protect the value of a writer's work when distribution logic starts changing what that work is worth?
That's why Puck stands out here. It's not a fully automated newsroom at all. It's more like a real-world experiment in whether strong editorial brands and direct subscriber relationships can use AI to scale without becoming generic.
So the signal to watch is whether the reporting still feels distinct as the system gets smarter. If Puck can grow retention and bundle conversion without losing its voice, that says a lot about what AI can and can't do for media.
AI News by Conjero.